SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Election integrity will take center stage on Friday as House Speaker Mike Johnson and former President Trump hold a joint press conference at Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida. Bob Agnew reports.
The two have long had amicable relations. Johnson, supportive of Trump's effort to challenge certification of the 2020 election, and has endorsed his bid for re-election. The joint appearance also comes at a time when Johnson can benefit from a strong show of support from the former president. He's been facing the threat of being ousted as speaker, an effort being led by fellow Trump supporter, Georgia Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene. Bob Agnew reporting.
There's been a shooting in Philadelphia near a park where people were celebrating the end of Ramadan.
Police said the shooting occurred around 2:30 p.m. at an annual Eid al-Fitr event in Philadelphia. Law enforcement at the scene said they heard about 30 gunshots when two groups of people started firing at each other and people began fleeing the scene. Officers took into custody four males and a female, and four weapons were recovered at the scene. One suspect, a 15-year-old boy who police said had a gun, was shot by police and sustained wounds to his shoulder and leg. It was not immediately clear what caused the shooting. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Israeli aircraft have killed three sons of Hamas's top political leader in the Gaza Strip. The strikes went after high-stakes targets at a time when Israel's holding delicate ceasefire negotiations with the terrorist group. Hamas says four of the leader's grandchildren were also killed. Ismail Haniyeh's sons are among the highest-profile figures to be killed in the war so far. Israel says they were Hamas operatives. Haniyeh accused Israel of acting in the spirit of revenge and murder. On Wall Street, a down day as the Dow dropped 422 points. This is SRN News. A new study addresses why Americans are quitting religion.
According to the Public Religion Research Institute, two-thirds of people who have abandoned faith of any kind say they did so because they just don't believe anymore. About half of those who have chosen to become religiously unaffiliated also say they had a problem with biblical teaching on homosexuality, pledging their allegiance to the LGBT agenda over faith. Religiously unaffiliated people are about 26% of the U.S. population. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The National Association of Intercollegiate Athletics has announced a policy that bans males from competing against females. NAIA is the governing body for mostly small colleges, covering about 83,000 athletes across the country. The league's Council of Presidents approved the policy in a unanimous vote. NAIA notes that all sports provide competitive advantages for male student athletes. This is SRN News. Higher inflation sent stocks lower.
Stocks fell across the board on Wall Street as worries rose that what seemed to be a blip in the battle to bring down inflation could be turning into a troubling trend. The S&P 500 dropped 0.9% Wednesday. The Dow lost 422 points. That's about 1.1%. The Nasdaq Composite sank 0.8%. Treasury yields rose sharply in the bond market as traders cut back on their forecast for how soon the Federal Reserve might start cutting interest rates. Previous hopes that the Fed might start cutting rates in June now appear to be off the table. All this came after the government reported a third straight month of hotter than expected inflation. Seth Sutel, New York.
Some Federal Reserve policymakers argued at their most recent meeting in March that inflation was likely worsening even before the government reported Wednesday that price increases re-accelerated last month. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.